Good morning, everyone!
去年の2月、カオちゃんとアヤちゃんと一緒にこの水戸のキリストの教会でバプテスマを受けてイエスの弟子となりました。約1年が経とうとしていて、すごく感慨深いものがあります。1年前の皆様どう過ごしていましたか？そして今は神様と一緒に歩めていますか？私の信仰はまだ赤ちゃんなので、試行錯誤しながら歩んでたくさん転んでいます。
Last year on February 23rd, Kaori, Ayaka, and I were all baptized and became disciples of Jesus and a part of the Mito Church of Christ family. I find it deeply moving that it's been a year already. And as you reflect upon this past year yourselves, where are you now? Are you walking closer with God? I'm still a baby in my faith, so I make lots of stumbles and falls as I learn to walk with Jesus.
イエスの変容の終日という公言説最後の週なので、マルコ9章2節から9節のところから明かしさせていただきます。
Today is Transfiguration Sunday, the final few days of the season of Epiphany. So today's testimony will be based on the Gospel lection, Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 9.
私はこの箇所を読んだとき、正直意味がわかりませんでした。エリアは誰？マクヤは何？神様の言っている意味は、これはどうなっているのなど、たくさんの疑問がこの7節の中だけでありました。ジョイルさんとカオちゃんで聖書の学びをしているときに、一つずつ解決していきました。その中で私の解釈が間違っていたところもあり、知識がある人との聖書の学びは大切だなと改めて感じました。また、質問できる環境や、神様との縦の関係がしっかりしている人との学びは恵まれたものだとも思いました。
When I first read this passage in preparation and reflection, I honestly didn't understand the meaning. Who is Elijah? What is a tabernacle? What's the meaning behind what God is saying here? Why did this event even happen? Even though it's just 7 short verses, it generated lots of questions for me.So then, when Joel and Kaori and I studied this passage from Luke in our weekly Bible study, I was really happy to have each question I had thought of answered. Some of my own original guesses were wrong. And it really reminded me of the importance of studying the Bible with people who are knowledgeable about it and have a thriving, mature relationship with God. I also felt really blessed to be sharing life with people like that,and to be in an environment where I am welcomed and encouraged to openly, honestly ask any questions that I have.
ペテロは5節で、マクヤをエリア、モーセ、そしてイエス様のために作ると言いましたが、神様は7節で、これは私の愛する子である、彼の言うことを聞きなさいと言いました。見て頼るものだったり、ついていくのは立法や預言者でもなく神様です。
In verse 5, Peter suggests making tabernacles or something like little altars for Elijah, Moses, and Jesus. But in verse 7, God declares, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him only." In other words, our salvation is not dependent upon our reliance and obedience to the law and prophets, but upon Jesus alone, who is God himself.
ペテロのように、私も気づかないうちに、間違えて違う人や物を神様と同じレベルに立たせてしまうことがあります。神様の言うことではなく、自分の心や他人を気にします。
I have found that I sometimes make the same mistake as Peter, putting other people or other things on the same level and same importance as God, even without realizing it. I pay more attention.To what my heart says and feels, or what others think, feel, and say, rather than God.
その結果、前が見えなくなり、いつの間にか闇にいます。もしくは分かっていても、闇に足を運びたくなる時があります。希望や光が見えなくなり、忍耐なんてもう嫌だとなって、楽な方、闇の方に逃げてしまいたくなる時があります。
What happens is that I stop being able to see in front of me.And I'm standing in the dark before I even know it. Or as much as I hate to admit it, I knowingly run headlong into the darkness because I even want to do that. Then I want to give up because I can't see hope and light anymore. And even looking for it seems bothersome. Or the darkness just seems so much easier and so much more familiar. It's more comfortable.
祈りたくない。祈れない。クリスチャンじゃなかったら、クリスチャンじゃなかったらもっと楽に生きられたのかななどたくさん考えることもあり、神様の言うことを聞けない時がありました。しかし、こんな私でも手を差し伸べてくれる神様でした。
There are times I couldn't listen to God because I didn't want to pray or feel that I couldn't, and I wondered if life would be easier if I wasn't a Christian. Even though I was often lost, clueless, and even such a mess, God has shown that He is a God who is always reaching out to me and never giving up on me.
闇に落ちそうな時、魂が飢えて乾いていた時に、キリストにある兄弟たちを神様は送ってくれました。その兄弟もちゃんと意味があって、私の状況に合った人たちを送ってくださいました。聖書を一緒に読んで御言葉をくれた兄弟や、闇に落ちそうだと相談できるような兄弟、いつも温かく迎え入れてくれる兄弟など、たくさんの兄弟に支えられました。その中には頻繁に連絡を取っているわけでもないのに、ドンピシャなタイミングで連絡が来たりと驚くこともありました。
One way that God has consistently reached out to me in this year is sending siblings in Christ when it seems I'm about to fall back into darkness or when I'm spiritually hungry and thirsting. God knows exactly my situation and my need and sends me the right brother or sister in Christ who can understand and speak directly into that situation in my life. Brothers and sisters in Christ have offered to read scripture together and to share from its wisdom and goodness, as well as those who could lovingly and gently speak and correct me in times when they could see that I was headed towards that darkness. And even those who always warmly welcome me to walk together in following Jesus. What most amazed me, though, was the timing of their contact. Just exactly the right times when I needed it the most. But they may or may not have known that I did. And even though we didn't have frequent contact, right at that time.
私自身、クリスチャンじゃなかったら、彼らを頼ろうとも思わなかったと思います。そして、聖霊様がいなかったら、きっとこの恵みや御言葉に気づくことはできなかったし、このような機会を与えてくれることもなかったかもしれません。彼らを通して神様が近くにいてくれること、神様が砦となって様々な形で支えてくれていることを改めて知ることができました。
If I wasn't a Christian, I wouldn't have thought of trusting in and relying on them. And without the Holy Spirit, I'm sure that I wouldn't recognize this blessing so clearly or receive the grace of receiving the Word of God. In fact, I probably wouldn't have even had this opportunity because I wouldn't be in this place and in these relationships.But through all of these things, I'm able to know once again that God is near, and that like the Psalms so often say, God is a mighty fortress that protects and saves us.
神様の言葉を聞きなさい。と言われても、仕事や学校、コロナ、お金、人間関係、将来など、目の前にあるたくさんの問題に気を取られて、神様をそっちのけにしてしまう時があり、神様の言葉を聞けない時があります。
Even though I hear often and know that I must listen to God and listen to His Word, I get distracted easily by the problems that are right here in front of me. Work, school, the pandemic, money, relationships, and my future. And then I stop listening to God.
そんな時でも神様はどこかで救ってくれようとしています。今、オンライン礼拝ができる便利な世の中にはありますが、みんなで集まって礼拝することの喜びや満たされ方はオンラインでは味わえない特別なものだと思います。聖書に、2人または3人が私の名によって集まるところには、私もその中にいるのである。と、マタイによる福音書18章20節に書いてあります。
Even in those times, I can see that God is trying to save me.We live in a world of convenience and can be thankful for our online worship, especially in this time. But I also think that there is a joy and a satisfaction in gathering and worshiping together in person that cannot be experienced through the online worship. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, it says, "Where two or three gather in my name, I am also with them."
一人だけでなく、二人や三人で神様の話をする中にも神様はいてくれます。霊的に枯渇しているならば、ある意味緊急事態だと思います。この時期、難しいとは思いますが、密にならない程度に場所を考えて集まったり、Zoom や LINE 電話などのテレビ電話をしたりと、いろいろな人と関わって支え合う大切な時期だと思うので、お互いに励まし合いながら信仰生活を送ってほしいです。
God is at work in a unique way when two or three of us are sharing about God with each other that doesn't happen when we're alone. In this season of coronavirus, we hear a lot about the state of emergency in Japan, but I think we should, in a sense, consider that if we are spiritually depleted, weak, isolated, or indifferent, that we are in a state of emergency in another way. I know it's challenging in this pandemic, but it is importantto intentionally pursue supporting and connecting with each other, whether it's gathering in a specific location or making video calls through Zoom, Line, and FaceTime. By doing so, we can encourage and strengthen one another in our lives of faith, and all of us need that.
今回、私の場合はキリストにある兄弟姉妹や御言葉を通して神様を感じましたが、自然の中で神様を感じることもあるだろうし、仕事をしているときに感じるかもしれない。この世に存在するもののすべては神様が創造されたものだから、何かしらのヒントがどこかにあると思います。
For me, I often sense and know God's presence through the Word and through brothers and sisters in Christ, but I think we can also sense Him through nature and what God has created and through our work. I think everything that is created by God exists in this world as a hint from Him.
その神様から送られてくる救いのヒントはどのような形でいつ起こるかなんて分かりませんが、救いや恵みは必ずあると思います。信じられない時にも神様はやってくれています。それに気づくか気づかないかは人それぞれだと思います。そして神様が何を望んでいて何を望んでいないか分からないけれど、分からなくなった時には聖書を読んだり、それを通しクリスチャンの兄弟たちと関わって、そこで何か見えてくることがあることを、この1年間で私は学ぶことができました。
I don't always know when or how God is going to send those hints of salvation, but I do believe that God always will bless us and lead us to His grace and His salvation. God does it even when we struggle with belief. The problem isn't whether or not He does it, but whether or not we notice it, which depends on us.And if there is one thing that I have really learned in this first year as a disciple of Jesus, it's that we're not always sure what God wants or doesn't want. And when we aren't, we should return to the Bible and do so with other Christian sisters and brothers. And we will be sure to see and to realize something through it.
8節、自分たちと一緒にいるのはイエスだけで、そこにはもはや誰も見えなかった。イエス様こそ神様です。そしてイエス様は共にいてくださいます。そのイエス様も見えなくなる時もあります。しかし兄弟姉妹たちが私たちには世界中にいます。自分で祈るのが無理だったら兄弟姉妹たちに祈ってもらうことができます。
In verse 8 of today's passage from Mark 9 it says, All of a sudden they looked about and all they had seen was God. They stood alone on the mountain with JesusJesus is clearly revealed to be God himself, and Jesus is with us just as he was with the disciples. Sometimes we have difficulty seeing or perceiving his presence, but he has also blessed us with global brothers and sisters in Christ to help us see him. And when you struggle with praying, ask your sisters and brothers in the faith to pray with you and for you.
私はこの1年間たくさんの兄弟姉妹たちに支えてもらいました。神様が与えてくれたこの恵みに感謝します。皆様のこれから歩む道が恵みと平安であふれますように。ありがとうございました。
I have been so blessed and strengthened by so many in this past year. I give thanks to God for his grace shown to me in this way, and I pray that God will bless your walk with Jesus this week, full of grace and peace. Thank you.